folk, Americana, rock and roll with the occasional desert psych, with a special focus on female voices. Right here on X-Ray FM, radio is yours.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. Also on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. You can also find us streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Yeah.
One of my favorites from the 1970s, that's Boston band The Cars, Shoo-Bee-Doo and Candio off of their Candio album, which was their second album, 1979. You're listening to Backseat DJ Live. I'm David Schilling, sitting in for DJ Kiki's Music for Neighbors show while she travels the rails of America for a few weeks. And man, Jim Fisher, I'm following him everywhere now. And that's really cool because I love following Jim Fisher because he sets the bar high. His show's so good. So good. He was sitting in for Ray-Ban Jan, Maud Lang's show today. And you can catch Jim's shows live on, or I'm not sure if they're live. I'm pretty sure they're live. Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., Raise a Glass. Live or not, they're on then. Backseat DJ. Every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, except for today, 4 p.m. Pacific, I play a variety mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't know, new releases, sneak peeks, local artists, classics, B-sides. And today and next Wednesday, 2 weeks in a row, you get 2 hours of me. Like it or not, hope you like it. I have lots of great tunes for you on today's show. With this first hour, I'm dedicating this all to 70s stuff that a lot of the tunes that I loved from my time growing up as a kid in the 1970s in Seattle. Listening to rock, listening to all kinds of good stuff. And the second hour, we'll go back to the typical backseat DJ format with new tracks from Seattle bands Death Cab for Cutie and Guest Directors, as well as brand new tunes from the Black Keys, Tori Amos, plus music from Portland bands Family Worship Center, Vu Vu, Todd Morrissey, and tons more. But we're stuck in the 70s right now. Here's one of my favorite, definitely top five bands in the 70s, Queen. They were just, everything they did was phenomenal in my book. And I've got one for you off their seventh studio album, 1978 Jazz album. This one's a classic, Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round. Been singing with my band, cross the water, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed Fuji on the way, hey. But their beauty and their style went kind of smooth after a while. Take me to their bloody ladies every time. Come on. Oh, won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside your
top of the rim. I'd kick your face, you'd soon be seeing double. Hey, little girl, keep your hair top of me. I'm a rocker. Telling a dirty joke or two. You walked this chick and I knew she was up for something. And I kissed her right there out of the blue. I said, hey baby, meet me, I'm a tough guy. Got my sickle outside, you wanna try? She just looked at me and rolled them big eyes and said, oh, I'd do anything for you, cause you're a rocker. That's right, I'm a rocker.
Not 1970s rock and roll without a good guitar solo. X-Ray FM, streaming live worldwide at xray.fm and on our super cool app. A couple of them there from 1973. That last one was The Rocker. That's from Irish band Thin Lizzy off their third of 12 albums, Vagabonds of the Western World. And in the middle of the set there, Dire Maker from English band Led Zeppelin. And that's off their fifth studio album, 1973's Houses of the Holy, which was a phenomenal album. That they were absolutely my favorite band back in the 70s. There's no disputing that. None at all. Although this next guy, he came in there. He popped in there too. And, you know, he's a legend. Still is. All right. I'm going to play one from David Bowie from his ninth studio album, 1975's Young Americans. And this album was kind of a departure from the glam rock style of his previous albums and showcased Bowie's interest in soul and R&B. And music critics have described it as the sound as kind of blue-eyed soul, but David Bowie, he labeled himself in this one, this album, as plastic soul. So, all right, here's a tune. You've probably heard this one before. David Bowie, this one is Fame. X-Ray FM, radio's yours.
See?
See what I mean? Guitar solos. That one had two of them. That's an album I listen to pretty much every time I fly on an airplane over 2 hours. I listen to that entire album. That's Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, off the Wall album, which was their 11th studio album, released in 1979. And if you don't know, The Wall is a concept album about an embittered and an alienated rock star named Pink. In Comfortably Numb, Pink is medicated by a doctor so he can perform for a show. If you heard that in there. Lyrics were written by bassist Roger Waters, who recalled his experience of being injected with tranquilizers before a performance in 1977. So he had firsthand experience with that one. You're listening to Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM, Portland, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach, as well as streaming worldwide on xray.fm. All right, we're going to jump back and get groovy and in a different kind of way here. I got a tune for you, which was originally written by Russ Ballard and recorded by British glam band Hello in 1975. But later on, legendary Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley recorded the song for his 1978 solo album, when all four members of the band simultaneously released solo albums. I bought Ace's, forgot about the rest, because Ace's was by far the best. The rest of them, if I may say so, kind of sucked. But Ace's was brilliant. Unfortunately, Ace passed away at 74 years old last October, and we miss him. He was a legend, man. Amazing guitar player. But off Ace Frehley's solo album from 1978, here's New York Groove.
Back in the New York. battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning.
That one is Sister Disco from legendary band The Who, from their 8th studio album, Who Are You? That was released in 1978. And guitarist Pete Townsend said, "I felt the need to say that the group would never, ever, in any way, do anything like the Bee Gees." Because it was during the time of disco. And back then, there was kind of a, there was some things going on between the rockers and the disco people. And I remember being a part of that too. So on the rocker side, but you know, what are you gonna do? Right before that one, Detroit band The Romantics with What I Like About You. And that is off their, The Romantics album, which technically that was released in 1980. But the tune, What I Like About You, was released in December 1979, making it barely fit into the 70s, as the lead single for their self-titled debut album, which released in January of 80. And another fun fact, lead guitarist of The Romantics, Mike Skill, has lived in Portland for decades. So you might see Mike around. He flies back to Detroit a lot to play with The Romantics still. Also in that set, English band The Clash, some say one of the best punk rock bands ever, if not the best. And that was the title track from their 3rd studio album, 1979's London Calling. And the song title alludes to the BBC World Service's station identification. This is London Calling, which was used during World War II, often in broadcasts to occupied countries as well. So look at all you learned by listening to Backseat DJ. It's incredible, isn't it? You're listening to Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM with David Schilling sitting in for DJ Kiki on this week's and next week's Music for Neighbors show. So Backseat DJ is coming up next as well in its typical format. But we've got one more set here of the 70s stuff. Got one from, you can't be 70s without the Stones. The Rolling Stones got a tune from, it's hard to pick out a favorite album of theirs, but I don't know. This is one of my favorites. Their 14th studio album, Some Girls, which was released in 1978. And I'm going to play you a cover of a 1971 song written and released by the legendary soul group The Temptations. Stones covered it well. This is Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me.
I'm such a lucky Nation led the dead.